This is Earl Netwall, the Micro Business Specialist, speaking today on behalf of both www.homestagingbusinesstips.com/blog and microbusinessspecialist.com/blog. This is the 11th in a series of Getting to the Top of the Search Engine podcast. Title today is Squeedoo. Whoever came up with this name? Question. So far, we've established that to advance up the search engine rankings, your site needs to be set up properly in terms of on-page factors, and also needs to get backlinks from other sites to boost your credibility. Ideally, these backlinks should be in the form of anchor texts that highlight the specific keyword you want your page to rank for. For most locally based businesses, it also makes sense to have these keywords and anchor texts include your specific geography, such as Home Staging Atlanta or Minneapolis Best Meat Market, and so forth. One point I should have made already and didn't is that these backlinks need to be one-way backlinks. I've used the term link juice before. Imagine that a website is linking to you, is passing on to you some of their link juice. If they have a high-value website, the backlink might be a gallon jug's worth of link juice. If it's a lower-ranked site, you might just get a pint. That's if the link is one way to your site from their site to yours. If you return the favor, you have a hole in your bucket, dear Liza, a hole in your bucket. And the link juice leaks right back to where it came from. Now, if you have a higher ranking than the person linking to you, you may actually lose juice in this process. At one time, it was all the rage to build reciprocal linking arrangements. And one of our readers reported, just after my last post, that they were doing just that. Unfortunately, these are no longer wise moves in terms of search engine ranking. That said, they still might make sense if they send traffic and business from one market to another as part of a referral system. If that's the case, you may well want to keep them even if they cost you some juice. But don't build reciprocal relationships hoping they will help you out in your search engine ranking. They won't. Nor can you set up a circle where A links to B and B links to C and C in turn links back to A. Such circles are readily detected by the search box bots even when they're inadvertent. So pals we may be, but mutual admiration societies are not the way to get ahead in terms of search engine ranking. So how do you get these one-way links? There's a lot of ways, actually. I mentioned a few the last post, and today we'll take a look at one of my favorites, Squeedoo. Squeedoo is one of the many so-called Web 2.0 sites, which merely means that's part of the recent wave of sites that allow visitors to interact with the site rather than just read it like a static web page. There are four primary things I like about Squeedoo. First, it's free. Secondly, it allows you to put blatantly self-promoting commercial messages on it. And third, it's relatively easy to use. A fourth factor is that it has a high page rank of 7, which means that backlinks from Squeedoo to your site will send you giant economy-sized bottles of link juice, which is very nice indeed. To get to Squeedoo, just go to www.squidoo.com. That's www.squidoo.com. Once there, sign up for an account. It's free and easy. Once you have your account, you're going to create your first site, which Squeedoo refers to as a lens. Perhaps the most important thing to remember when setting up your first lens is what you name it. This is critical. For my Minneapolis Meat Market, I might want to name the lens Minneapolis Meat Market, if that's the phrase I want to rank for on the search engines. Now, every lens on Squeedoo needs to have a different, unique name, so your favorite term may already be taken. If that's the case, try adding hyphens between the words or an extra relevant word before or after your desired keyword name. Many times you'll find that it's easier getting your Squeedoo lens ranked high in the search engines than your main website due to Squeedoo's high page rank and the tens of thousands of pages, many of which are new every day, that Squeedoo has. The search engines are constantly crawling all over Squeedoo, and what that means is that pretty soon after you get your lens published, the search engines are going to find it. Now, once you've created your title, you need to fill in the rest of the introductory module that you start with. Here you want to repeat your title, i.e. keyword anchor text, with a link to the page on your website you want to drive traffic to. So if you're one of my clients, Char Sitter, who runs Rooms with Style, a Minneapolis-based home staging company, you want to have an anchor text link that says Minneapolis, St. Paul area home staging, with that being linked back to her website. And you might go on to say the specializing in home staging in Minneapolis or the South Metro area in her case, and on about, you know, a basic introduction to what your business is all about. If you did a good job creating your website's meta tags and the description there, you might want to use that description again here in the introduction to your, at least your first Squeedoo lens, because that will reinforce that your lens and that your web page are about specifically the keywords and geographical factors you've worked into your lens, into your web description. That reinforces it to the web bots, and that helps you get some additional Google juice. Now, by using the HTML code to create a link on Minneapolis St. Paul home staging, the search engine bots will learn that when they go to the end of that link and land on your page, they will thus know that it is about Minneapolis and St. Paul home staging, and they've got good memories. This is called anchor text, and again, we went over this several messages ago, so you want to go back and check that out if you don't remember. This is one of the big advantages of Squeedoo. You get to create the link yourself. That means you can control the way it looks. You always want to use anchor text links. The only exception is when you are specifically letting people know what your website address is. And even then, make sure that somewhere else in the text you've got an anchor text with your keyword pointing back to your site. Now, if you were reading the printed version of this post, this podcast on either home staging or the micro business specialist blog, you will notice that the link did not go to Char's homepage. Instead, I set it up so that it went to one of her interior pages that she calls services. This is called internal linking. And since you have control of link creation on sites like Squeedoo, it makes sense to create these internal links whenever you can. Google likes internal links and will give your site a much higher rating because there are links to various other places on your web page besides just your home page. So again, the goal is to use your anchor text right away in the introductory paragraph portion of your Squeedoo lens. This will serve as a powerful backlink to your website. once you've got your basic link in, complete the module. You might add other introductory factors about your company. And then you go on to the rest of the Squeedo lens. We're already kind of book length for this post already, so let me quickly say that the rest of the lens can be as simple or complex as you choose to make it. It's up to you. On Squeedo, they use a series of modules that you can bring up, and you can put text in there, you can put pictures in there. They have a lot of specialized modules to put where you can sell things on eBay and a wide variety of different types of modules. And for purposes today, you're going to have to go and explore those yourself. To insert pictures, you're going to need to learn just a titch of HTML code, just like with the anchor text. Now, HTML code is not difficult. You can search on Squeedo itself. There are several lenses on Squeedo that talk about HTML code and give you suggestions on how to use it. Alternatively, I publish an inexpensive ebook called HTML Made Simple for under 10 bucks. The advantage of that ebook is that you can print it out and keep it handy by your computer. Personally, I find it much easier to look up things in print than online, and I encourage you to consider buying my book after all. The website for it is www.askearlabout.com/html-in-simple-terms-terms-index.html. In addition to that book, I publish a introductory book on Squeedo called Squeedo Basics. The HTML book, by the way, is under 10 bucks. The Squeedo Basics book costs 17, and it will help you get acclimated to Squeedo quickly. The URL for that is http. It's www.etncovers.com/squeedo101/index.html. That's www.etncovers.com/squido101/index.html. The thing to keep in mind about Squeedo is that you can publish as many lenses as you want. If you serve more than one town, you can be Dry Cleaners Omaha, Dry Cleaners South Omaha. You can be Omaha Dry Cleaners or South Omaha Dry Cleaners, any combination. You can use the various suburban community names, whatever is appropriate for your market, and create individual links for each of these, and continue to, with each additional link, generate more and more backlinks, high-value backlinks to your site. If you're a home stager, you might consider creating a lens just for realtors and use this as a place where you make your special pitch to realtors. But be sure to also link that back to the interior page you might have in your website addressing realtors. Once you get the hang of putting pictures up on these lenses, and I promise you that with just a little bit of learning, it's just not that difficult. You might want to consider, home stagers, creating your own before and after lenses for each of the houses that you stage. Just be sure to include backlinks to each of your new, from each of your new lenses to your web page, and in no time, you'll discover that not only is your website number one in the search engines in your town, but you probably also have a number of Squeedo lenses in the top ranking as well. when a future prospect comes to the web and starts looking for home stages in your town and find you not only just on number one spot on the web, but also number two and four and six and eight with your various squeeder lenses, they're going to be pre-sold pretty fast that you are the dominant player in your community. And yes, it will take a little work. You'll need to learn a couple new tricks, but with a bit of persistence, you can do it. And it's well worth doing. Next week, we'll take a look at a similar site called HubPages and maybe a couple of others. Now today, the first part of this podcast, I answered a question that came up from last time's posting. I encourage you, if you have any questions, to be sure to post them, and I will do my best to answer them directly, and if it's of wide interest, I will report it in the coming post as well. This is Earl Netwall, speaking on behalf of homestagingbusinesstips.com/blog and themicrobusinessspecialist.com/blog, wishing you a great night.